good afternoon.
Shalom.
God has created us different.
神创造了我们，我们是有差异的。
And differences are good.
差异是件好事。
But sometimes those differences lead to problems.
但有些时候，因为差异会导致问题。
Many of us have experienced them in our marriages.
在我们的婚姻里，我们都经历过因为差异而产生的问题。
Some differences we like.
有一些差异我们会感到高兴。
Other differences can cause challenges.
但也有一些差异对我们来说是个挑战。
I've observed that one of those differences is the desire to plan things or not.
有人喜欢计划，有人不喜欢计划，这是差异的一个例子。
One person likes to plan everything in advance.
有人喜欢计划一切在先。
The other one likes to be spontaneous.
有人喜欢临时决定。
Have any of you faced this challenge in your marriages?
在你的婚姻里面有没有面对这类的挑战呢？
We live in a business world that likes to plan.
我们生活在一个离不开计划的商业世界。
Some business leaders seem obsessed with setting goals.
有些企业的领导痴迷于树立目标。
I've worked with some bosses who were goal setters.
我曾经给一些喜欢树立目标的老板共事过。
We had to write down goals for the coming year.
我们得确立我们明年的目标。
We had to write down a plan for the next 5 years.
而且我们得计划未来的五年。
And this led to problems.
这会导致一些问题。
Those of us who lived in Germany understood the goals as something we must meet.
德国的同事们把目标理解成必须完成的任务。
Colleagues who lived in France understood goals as nice targets.
法国的同事们把目标理解成好的概念。
We didn't have to meet them.
但是不需要完成的任务。
For some of us, solving a problem motivates us.
我们当中有一些人从解决问题里面得到启发。
Goals do not motivate.
目标不是我们的动力。
They discourage.
目标反而阻碍了我们。
Well, planning can be good.
计划可能是好事。
In the book of Proverbs, God says that planning ahead for summer and winter is good.
箴言书里面说，准备未来的夏季和冬季是件好事。
The farmer needs to sow at the right time.
农民需要在正确的时候播种。
He needs to harvest at the right time.
农民需要在正确的时候收成。
He needs to store enough to last through the winter and plant again.
农民需要储存足够的粮食才能过冬，才能再次播种。
The lazy person fails to plan far enough again.
计划这件事对于懒惰的人而言很难。
But we also make mistakes in planning.
但是不懒惰人在计划的时候也会犯错误。
And James addresses this problem in his letter.
雅各在信里面也讨论这个问题。
In chapters 3 and 4, James talks about wisdom.
在第三章和第四章，雅各谈到智慧。
He contrasts two types of wisdom.
他比较了两种不同类型的智慧。
There is a wisdom from above.
有天上的智慧。
And there is a wisdom that is earthly.
有地上的智慧。
In chapter 4, he discusses practical ways of applying wisdom.
在第四章中，他讨论如何在实际生活里面应用智慧。
We should be wise in how we relate to people.
我们应该明智地和人交往。
Wisdom from above leads to peace, not fights.
属神的智慧使人和平，不争斗。
Wisdom from above teaches us to be humble and to submit to God.
天上的智慧教导我们要谦卑，要顺服神。
Wisdom from above teaches us to control what we say.
天上的智慧教导我们如何控制我们的一言一语。
And finally, at the end of the chapter, we read that wisdom from above teaches us how to plan properly.
雅各在本章结尾告诉我们，天上的智慧教导我们如何正确的计划。
Look at this passage in James chapter 4, verses 13 to 17.
让我们看看雅各书第四章十三到十七节。
James presents three problems concerning planning.
雅各讨论了三个有关计划的问题。
We can solve these problems by applying God's wisdom.
这些问题我们可以用属神的智慧来解决。
Without God's wisdom, we tend to make the mistakes mentioned here.
如果没有属神的智慧，我们往往会犯错。
And James warns that planning without God is wrong.
雅各警告我们说，只有人没有神的计划是错误的。
He warns that boasting about what we can accomplish is wrong.
雅各警告我们说，自我表扬是错误的。
And he concludes with the warning that if we don't do what we know is good, we sin.
雅各总结说，如果知道这件事是好的，而我们不做，我们就犯了罪。
Now James describes a possible situation in verse 13.
雅各在第十三节描述了一个可能发生的情况。
A businessman plans to go to another city.
一名商人打算到另外一个城市去。
He plans to stay there a whole year.
他计划在那个城市待一年。
During that time, he plans to conduct business and make money.
那一年他计划开展业务赚钱。
James then offers an analysis in verses 14 and 15.
雅各在第十四节跟第十五节提供了分析。
Now I suggest that we take it somewhat out of order.
我建议我们从另外一个角度来分析这件事情。
First, let's ask the question if it is wrong to plan.
首先，我们得问一个问题：计划是错误的吗？
We've already alluded to the answer from elsewhere in the Bible.
在圣经的其他部分，我们已经得到暗示。
But James says it here as well.
可是雅各在这里再次告诉我们他的答案。
It is not wrong to plan.
计划没有错。
In verse 15, James clearly says to plan, but to recognize that we depend upon the Lord's will.
在十五节，雅各明确地表示，计划是好的，但是要意识到。我们的计划需要依靠主的意志。
Those who like the plan may go on doing so.
那些喜欢计划的可以继续计划。
But they must do so in the right way.
但是他们必须以正确的方式做计划。
There is no contradiction with the rest of Scripture.
做计划和圣经其他的部分没有矛盾。
It's okay to plan for retirement.
计划退休以后的生活是好的。
It's okay to plan for a trip.
计划旅程是好的。
It's okay to plan all the needed details of building a house.
建设一所房子，计划所有必要的细节是好的。
Jesus said that a wise builder plans before building a tower.
耶稣说，一个聪明的建筑师会在建一栋楼以前计划好一切。
Otherwise, he might not be able to complete it.
否则楼无法建成。
A wise king going to war calculates if his troops are enough to defeat the enemy.
有智慧的王会在打仗前计算他的部队是不是足以战胜敌人。
Jesus even applies this to following him.
耶稣甚至用这个例子来说服他的信徒。
Count the cost ahead of time.
事先算成本。
That is planning.
这是计划。
Planning is not wrong.
计划是好的。
It is, in fact, the right thing to do in many cases.
计划在很多情况下是正确的。
However, it's obvious from James that something can be wrong with our planning.
但是雅各很明显地认为我们的计划可能会有错误。
It is wrong to presume upon God's grace.
错在哪里呢？错在神的恩典不是理所应当的。
It's only by God's grace that we are here.
我们能在这里是靠神的恩典。
It's only by God's grace that we have the strength to get out of bed in the morning.
早上我们能起床是靠神的恩典。
It's only by God's grace that we were given each day of our lives.
我们生活的每一天是靠神的恩典。
We do not know what will happen tomorrow.
明天会发生什么事，我们不知道。
We still cannot predict the weather with any accuracy.
我们仍然无法完全准确地预测天气。
We do not know what the markets will be like.
我们不知道股票市场会是怎样的。
We do not know if we will be employed or if our company will even exist in 1 year.
我们不知道我们是否还会有工作。我们不知道我们的公司一年以后 还存在吗？
Our lives themselves are short.
我们的人生很短。
James calls them a mist.
雅各称生活为雾。
They are there for a little while and then vanish.
生活只是小会然后就消失了。
We do not and cannot know how long we will live.
我们不知道也不可能知道我们会活多久。
I have a friend who has numerous aunts and uncles who have lived over 100 years.
我有个朋友他有许多叔叔阿姨都活了超过100岁。
I know another family from my home church whose son was killed at about 10 years of age.
我老家的家庭教会我认识另外一个家庭儿子在十岁左右就早逝。
Can we know how long we will live?
我们知道我们能活多久吗？
No.
不知道。
Can we then plan what we will do in a year?
那么我们可以计划一年以后我们要做些什么呢？
No.
不能。
That presumes upon God's grace.
因为神的恩典不是理所应当的。
It presumes that God will give us another year.
计划一年以后我们要做什么？这是假设神会让我们多活一年。
For that reason, we need to recognize that God is sovereign.
因为神的恩典，我们要认识到神拥有主权。
He has sovereign control over our lives.
神拥有控制我们生活的主权。
He gives us each day that we live.
我们生活的每一天都是神为我们提供的。
He allows the businessman to make that trip.
神允许商人出差。
He provides that business.
神提供商人业务。
God is sovereign.
神拥有主权。
That means that God acts as He wants.
这意味着神要干的事就有能力干。
He decides what He wants.
神决定什么是他要的。
And He can do what He wants.
神可以做他要的。
We are not in control.
我们没有主权。
He is.
神有主权。
Jesus tells a parable about a rich man in Luke chapter 12.
耶稣讲述了一个比喻在路加福音12章16到21节关于一个富人的故事。
He was a farmer.
他是一个农民。
He had a very good year.
他过了一个丰年。
His land produced more crops than usual.
他的土地比往年更丰收。
So he planned on tearing down his old barns in order to build bigger barns.
于是他计划拆除他的老仓库，建立更大的新仓库。
He thought that he would have plenty of good things for years.
他以为他将会有很多好年在前头。
He planned to take life easy.
他计划要过得轻松一点。
He would eat, drink, and be merry.
他计划吃喝，他计划过吃喝玩乐的日子。
But God called him a fool.
但是神叫他傻子。
God said that the rich man was going to die that very night.
神说，有钱人，你今晚就得死。
Who would get what he had prepared for himself?
谁能够计划又能随心所欲呢？
What good was all his planning?
他所有的计划有什么用呢？
He had planned without considering God.
在他的计划里没有考虑神。
God required his life from him.
神要他的命。
And his plans came to nothing.
他的计划石沉大海。
Jesus said that we should strive to be rich towards God.
耶稣说，我们要努力成为神里的富人。
If we plan and ignore God, we will one day end up standing before God with nothing.
如果在我们的计划里忽略了神，最终我们将会有一天站在神的面前一无所有。
Plans for this life will mean nothing, even if we reach them.
世上的计划，即使我们达到目标，没有什么多大的意义。
This life is passing.
因为我们都是过路人。
Plan, but do not exclude God.
计划是好事，但不能够排除神。
Plan, recognizing His sovereignty.
计划同时意识到神的主权。
Plan, but relying upon His grace.
计划是依靠神的恩典。
Give God that honor and be rich towards Him.
所有荣耀归于神，要成为神里的富人。
In verse 16, James points to another problem in this businessman's plan.
在16节，雅各指出这个商人的 计划的另外一个问题。
He boasts.
他自夸。
He boasts in his arrogance or his pretension.
他骄傲，他自我膨胀。
The boasting of which James speaks was actually part of the man's planning.
雅各讲的那个人，自我膨胀是他计划的一部分。
We will go.
我们能做到。
We will do business.
我们能做生意。
We will make money.
我们会赚钱。
Although translations vary, this idea is present in the original language.
尽管对这段经文的翻译有些差异，在原文里面，这些想法都是存在的。
You boast in your arrogance or your pretension.
你自我膨胀，因为你是骄傲的，因为你胡言乱语。
They presume that they would get to this city.
他们一段他们会到达这个城市。
They presume that they would be able to do business.
他们一段他们能做买卖。
They presume that they would make money.
他们一段他们会赚钱。
And they boasted about it.
然后他们自我膨胀。
They were boasting about what they would accomplish.
他们夸口，他们将完成事业。
Such boasting is wrong.
这样的自夸是错误的。
It fails to acknowledge all that God does.
这样的自夸是否认神的工作。
He gives us the strength to travel.
神给我们旅程的力量。
He gives us the means and the protection.
神给我们方法跟保障。
He grants success in business.
神给我们在事业上的成功。
Boasting in what we do speaks more highly of ourselves than fits reality.
自夸我们的工作是不符合现实的。
John calls it the pride of life.
约翰称它为骄傲的人生。
Such pride is not from God.
这种骄傲不是从神而来。
Comes from the world.
这种骄傲是世俗的。
And it ignores that the world is passing away.
这种骄傲忽略了一个事实，属世的事是短暂的。
It fails to ask what God's will is.
这种骄傲不问什么是神的旨意。
James says that to boast in our accomplishments is evil.
雅各说，吹嘘自己的成就是邪恶的。
It's evil because it steals from God the honor that is due him.
这是邪恶的，因为你抢夺了神的荣耀。
To boast in our accomplishments elevates us and ignores God.
在得到成就后，自夸，自我提升，而且忽略了神。
In this context, in James, it's even worse.
在这里是雪上加霜。
They boasted in what they would accomplish in the future.
他们自夸他们能在未来完成些事业。
They assumed that they had some sort of control over the future.
他们认为他们能够控制未来。
No one can honestly claim to know or control the future.
没有人可以声称知道或者控制未来。
Only God knows the future because He directs the course of history.
只有神知道未来，因为他引导历史的进程。
It's evil to claim what rightfully belongs only to God.
属于神的，却说属于你的，这是邪恶。
But there is a boasting which we can do.
可是有一件事情我们可以自夸。
Jeremiah wrote these words in Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 23 and 24.
在耶利米书九章二十三到二十四节，耶和华如此说：智慧人不要因为他的智慧夸口，勇士不要因为他的勇力夸口，财主不要因为他的财物夸口，夸口的却因为他有聪明，认识我是耶和华，又知道我喜悦在世上施行善爱、公平和公义。以此夸口，这是耶和华说的。
Jeremiah served God in Jerusalem at a time when people had turned away from God.
耶利米是在耶路撒冷侍奉神的时候，人们将神拒之门外。
God had sent enemies against them to correct them.
神派反对他们的敌人来纠正他们。
But the people were looking in all the wrong places for help.
但是人们寻求帮助的对象是错误的。
They thought themselves wise enough to find a solution.
他们以为自己有足够的智慧找到解决的办法。
They thought themselves strong enough to defeat an enemy.
他们以为自己足够强大，足够打败敌人。
They thought themselves rich enough to buy help or pay off enemies.
他们认为自己足够富裕，能够收购敌人。
But all such thoughts are empty.
但是这些想法都是不切实际的。
They should not boast in such things.
他们不应该为这件事情自夸。
Deliverance was only from the Lord if they would just turn to Him.
拯救只有主能，条件是投靠主。
Those who trusted him would not be ashamed.
信主的人不会感到羞愧。
The Lord would be sufficient for all of their needs.
他们所有的需求，耶和华能够满足他们。
Those who trusted in the Lord could be glad that they were on the right side.
谁信主，谁能找到正确的位置，这是件幸福的事。
The Lord was in control.
神掌控一切。
He exercised kindness, justice, and righteousness.
神是善良、公平和公义的。
Anyone could be glad that they knew the Lord.
谁都会高兴当他们认识主。
They could boast not in themselves, but in the Lord on whose side they were.
他们可以夸耀，不是夸耀他们自己，而是夸耀他们站在主的那一侧。
Paul summarized Jeremiah 9:24 in 1 Corinthians.
保罗在哥林多前书一章三十一节总结亚利米。
Let him who boasts boast in the Lord.
让他自夸在神里夸。
In Romans 15:17, he wrote this: In Christ Jesus, I have found reason for boasting in things pertaining to God.
在罗马书十五章十七节。保罗这么写，所以论到神的事，我在基督耶稣里有可夸的。
He goes on to explain that he is willing to speak about what Jesus Christ has accomplished in his life.
保罗接着解释说，他愿意讲述耶稣基督在他活着的时候干了些什么。
We should not boast in riches.
我们拥有的财富不值得夸耀。
We should not boast in our strength or in our wisdom.
我们的实力，我们的智慧不值得夸耀。
We may and should boast in the Lord.
我们的主值得夸耀，应该夸耀。
We may boast in what God has done.
神做的事我们可以夸耀。
We boast in a God who has revealed himself in the world he has created.
我们夸耀的神是一位现身在他创造的世界。
We boast in a God who works in us and through us.
我们夸耀的神在我们身边，在我们心里。
We rejoice that we are on His side.
我们庆幸我们站在神的身边。
But we know that we've accomplished none of this.
但是我们知道，只靠自己，我们什么也完成不了。
It is all by His grace.
全是神的恩典。
We may plan and rejoice in what God may do and does.
我们可以计划。也应该感到高兴，因为神该做的会做。
But never forget that our plans are dependent upon God.
但是永远不要忘记，我们所有的计划都依赖于神。
It's wrong to claim accomplishments for ourselves.
把今天的成就归于自己是错误。
It is evil to claim future accomplishments for ourselves.
把将来的成就归于自己是邪恶的。
The final problem that can arise with planning is in verse 17.
在第十七节里，讨论关于计划可以出现的最后一个问题。
Anyone then who knows the good he ought to do and doesn't do it sins.
在雅各书第四章十七节，人若知道行善却不去行，这就是他的罪。
It may seem at first difficult to relate this to the rest of the section.
这似乎很难将这部分和其他的部分连接起来。
But the conjunction, which is literally therefore, demands a logical connection.
但是结合使用，从字面意味着因此需要一个逻辑的连接。
The verse itself sounds like some proverb that was known.
在第十七节本身听起来似乎有点像众所周知的韵。
James is applying it to what he has just discussed.
雅各把他刚才所讨论的应用到生活里面。
If you know that it is right to include God in your planning, and you do not do it, then you have sinned.
也就是说，如果你知道把神放在你的计划是正确的，而你不这样做，那你就犯了罪。
We often think of sin in terms of doing what is wrong.
我们通常认为犯罪是做了些什么错事。
Here, sin is doing, or here, it's sin is not doing what is right.
这里没做正确的事情也是罪。
The neglect of including God is sin.
忽略神，罪。
James has already explained the reason.
为什么是罪？雅各已经解释了原因。
Planning without God becomes our boasting about our accomplishments.
计划里如果没有神，那就是吹嘘我们的成就。
It becomes our boasting about what we will accomplish in the future.
我们未来可能实现的成就成为我们吹嘘的目标。
We act as if we control the future.
我们给别人印象似乎我们能够控制未来。
And James says that such boasting is evil.
雅各说这是邪恶的。
If such boasting is evil, then the planning which includes it is sin.
如果这种吹嘘是邪的，那么没有神的计划是罪。
Not to do the good which we ought to do is sin.
记得，该做好事不做，罪。
So, do we plan?
那么我们计划吗？
Yes, we do.
要的，我们要计划。
The wisdom from Proverbs says that certain planning is especially wise.
箴言里面说某些计划特别有智慧。
But we plan saying, if the Lord wills.
我们每一次计划的时候都得说如果神同意的话。
This is not merely a formula to recite.
这不仅仅是一个公式的背诵。
Neither is it fatalistic.
也不是宿命学说。
It's an awareness that Jesus is Lord.
这是认识耶稣是主。
Our plan should not go against anything which God has forbidden.
我们的计划不应该反对任何神所禁止的。
Our plan should pursue the good which God has commanded.
我们的计划应该追求神吩咐好的。
We pray, Thy will be done.
我们祈祷愿你的旨意来完成。
We should live and plan that way.
我们的生活计划就应该是这样的。
You should not plan to steal something and say, if the Lord wills.
如果你打算偷东西，祈祷说，神只要你同意的话，我就偷。
We know that God has said, do not steal.
我们都知道神会说不能偷。
Neither should we plan something intended to honor ourselves and neglect God.
我们也不应该计划任何事情来满足自己的虚荣，就是神。
How could we say, if the Lord wills.
我们不能够随意说如果神的旨意是。
God's will is that he be honored.
神的旨意是我们荣耀神。
There are subtle dangers too.
这里我们还得小心。
Have you ever planned a nice meal or a special vacation?
你有没有计划过好好的吃一顿饭或者计划过一个特殊的假期呢？
And then something happens and it gets ruined.
突然发生一些事情计划没有不能实现。
Someone arrives late.
有人迟到。
The food gets overcooked.
食物煮过头。
The weather ruins the vacation.
天气不好，假期扫兴。
When we planned, did we really mean if the Lord wills?
当我们计划的时候，我们真的是依据神的旨意吗？
By saying if the Lord wills, we should be submitting our expectations to God.
当我们说如果是神的旨意，我们的期望会不会实现由神来决定。
If we expect things to go our way, we may be disappointed.
如果我们以我们的方式去期望事情的进展，我们可能会感到失望。
They will always go the way the Lord wants.
事情的进展会一直根据神的旨意进展。
How do we react when something ruins our expectations?
我们如何反应当我们的期望被毁了呢？
Do we get upset?
我们不高兴。
Angry?
愤怒。
Do we blame others?
我们指责别人吗？
Perhaps we blame our spouse.
可能我们指责我们的配偶。
We plan wisely when our plans include God.
如果记得神在你，让神在你的计划里是明智的计划。
We recognize He is in control.
因为我们认识到神掌控一切。
We desire that His will be done.
我们渴望的是使用神的智慧。
We do not boast in the great job which we've done.
我们不自我表扬，将神伟大的工作归为自身。
But we praise and thank him for his blessings.
但是我们赞美和感谢神的祝福。阿门。